The Lord in brings to have a, you know, higher rebirth, higher happiness. The Deva human beings, you know, to have, see, the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara. The arhatas who are already liberated from samsara to have the peerless happiness, full enlightenment. However, also, how wonderful it is if all sentient beings have ultimate happiness, full enlightenment. Numberless hell beings to have how wonderful they have peerless happiness, full enlightenment. Numberless hungry ghosts, how wonderful it is to have peerless happiness, full enlightenment. How wonderful it is numberless animals to have the peerless happiness, full enlightenment. How wonderful it is numberless human beings to have peerless happiness, full enlightenment. How wonderful it is numberless sura asuras to have peerless happiness, full enlightenment. How wonderful it is numberless intermediate beings to have peerless happiness, full enlightenment. feel great happiness in the heart. If all have enlightenment, you know. So I will cause them to have all happiness. Think that what they want is happiness, but they're ignoring the cause for happiness. And they, what they in action, what they do, then even the little marriage what they have, then they by rising heresy, anger, they destroy the marriage. Even little cause for happiness, what they have, what they've collected. they run away from the home, we see. Creating the cause of happiness. And now, generate great compassion. How wonderful if all the sentient beings, my kind of mother, sentient beings, if they're free from all the sufferings. Numberless hell beings, if they're free from all the suffering causes. Numberless hunger ghosts, my kind of mother, sentient beings. How wonderful if they are free from all the suffering causes. The whole entire suffering of samsara, not only that realm suffering and causes, delusion, karma. How wonderful if all the animals are free from my kind of mother, sentient beings, animals, and including the dog, cats, whatever you have, then including them. how wonderful if all the my kind mothers and them being the animals, if they're free from all those suffering and causes, not only animal suffering but the whole entire rest of the samsara suffering and the cause of the suffering, delusion, karma. How wonderful it is. How wonderful it is if all the human beings from all the suffering and causes, entire suffering of samsara and causes. How wonderful is all the sura asuras, all those my kind mother sentient beings are free from all the suffering causes. How wonderful is all the intermediate state beings are free from all the suffering causes. So now think, they do not want to suffer, but they ignorant in the cause of suffering. In the action, they keep busy, create on the cause of suffering, the non-virtual. Because the motivation is only the ignorance or attachment, the desire, or anger. and the self-cherishing thought. So the action on the non-virtual. what they expect is happiness, but their action method is one negative karma. So now I think, I will cause them to be free from all the sufferings. I will cause the generating great compassion. I will cause them to be free from all the sufferings, taking responsibility on yourself. So, all the helpings, all my kind mother sent me helpings, free them from all suffering causes by myself. All the hungry ghosts, my kind mother sent me all the hungry ghosts, free them from all the suffering causes by myself. All the my kind mothers and animals, free them from all the suffering causes by myself. All the my kind mothers and human beings, free them from all the suffering caused by myself. And all the my kind mothers and suffering, my kind mothers and sura asuras, free them from all the suffering caused by myself. Now all my kind mothers and intermediate shaping, free them from all the suffering caused by myself. So I don't remember what I did the same for before great loving kindness. So there should be done like that. I should cause happiness by myself. So should that the same? Actually, every hell beings, hungry ghosts, animals, human beings, sura, asura, invisible beings. So now the special attitude. special attitude. For example, there's a blind man, risk walking over the cliffs. blind, could not see the road. risky to climb over the risky walking over the cliffs. So I have eye, limbs. So even though that person didn't ask me to help, but because I have eye can see that person in danger, I have limbs to run there to grab the person. So that means I have risk, because I have all the opportunity to help him or her. You see, so by that reason, even though that person didn't ask me for help, but I'm responsible. I have responsibility because I have all the opportunity to help him to rescue from falling down and causing death. So exactly like this. So I have all the opportunity in this life. Why I should liberate the sentient beings from all the suffering causes, bring to enlightenment. See, by myself alone. See, should take responsibility by myself. Should take the responsibility by myself alone. As because I have all the opportunity this time to help them. So. The sentient beings, they are devoid of blind leader, virtuous friend, showing the path, complete path to liberation, enlightenment, and they are totally, they totally become, say, possessed by, you see, spirit, the say, demon, the ignorance, anger, attachment, delusions, so crazy, by teleporting the mind, delusions. Like crazy person, possessed by spirits, you see. And you see, constantly sick by three types of suffering of pain, and suffering of change, the temporary samsara pleasure, which is suffering of change, and then third, pervasive compounding suffering. So constantly they suffer. So and in every second, every second, see, not only every day, hour, minute, every second, every action, whatever they do, is done with the delusion, either in either the anger or attachment, desire. Of course, there's the ignorance. So. So every single action what they do is all nidkama. It's like a, welcome of the clips. So every single act what they do is become nidkama to fall down the lower realm to suffer. So I have met a blind leader, virtuous friend, who can show a complete path to enlightenment, to liberation, to enlightenment. And I have Dharma wisdom, you see, there must end the opportunity to develop. So I have all the opportunity to develop the mind path, and to show the revealed path to them and liberate them from all the sovereign causes that bring to enlightenment. So therefore, I have universal responsibility. I have a whole entire responsibility to liberate them from all the suffering caused by bringing enlightenment by myself alone. Therefore, then, no other means except myself first achieve enlightenment. Arhatas, even they are totally liberated from whole entire suffering of samsara and karma and delusion. Even the 10th Bodhisattva, you know, also same, free from all the suffering of samsara and cause, delusion, karma, has skyscraper qualities, but cannot, still cannot do perfect work to us in the means. Because not having achieved omniscience. So therefore, the way, the means to be able to do perfect work towards sentient beings, liberate them from all the suffering causes of being to enlightenment, first myself to need to achieve full enlightenment. Therefore, then, I need to exercise path, therefore I need to purify the defilements and collect extensive merits. So therefore I'm going to circumambulate the holy objects. for the benefit of all sentient beings. And they also help these my mother sentient beings to bring them to enlighten, to how say, not only to rescue from the lower realm sufferings, you see, to have higher birth, not only that, but to liberate even from samsara, even from suffering of the human beings, you know, to not experience sin, to achieve a liberation from samsara. Not only that, to achieve the great liberation, full enlightenment. I bring them to full enlightenment, thereby I take them to circumambulation and chant mantras for them. So, So so there's a many of those stupas, actually those not the glass one, but the stupa, it has four special mantras. There's one special mantra called there's a special mantra that called Secret Relic Mantra. Secret Relic Mantra. So one mantra is, if there's one mantra of that inside the stupa, if you liberate, if you say liberate, if you circumambulate, you see, if you circumambulate that stupa, which has this, the four Dhammakaya relics and the secret relic mantra. If there's one of those, if there's one of those mantras there inside stupa, so if you circumambulate one time, it purifies negative karma to reincarnate in all the 8 hot hells, the being alive again and again, then black line, crushed and dujum, crushed and gathered. Gathered and crushed, dujum, the third one. Then crying and great crying, hot and extremely hot. Then the inexhaustible, the hell realm. So that suffering is the heaviest in this, or in all among the suffering of samsara, that's the heaviest. The heaviest one, the lower realm, and the lifespan is 1 intermediate eon, the longest. So from the first one being alive again and again, from that hot hell down to the inexhaustible hot hell realm, which I just mentioned, now mentioned. So all those, so you get liberated. You all the need karma to be born all these 8 hot hells, but just one time going around, all get purified, and you don't have to, need to you're free. You don't need to experience all those unimaginable sufferings, all the 8 hot hells, but just one time going around. So now there are quite a number of stupa containing those, not just one, but many, you know, even that mantra many in each stupa. So there's scarce of benefit that mantra has, scarce benefit, but I'm just mentioning the essence, you know, just and it directs your life towards enlightenment. Your life never goes down, only your life goes up. So even just by one time circumambulating the stupa containing this mantra, even one, then now there's another. So that then there's another mantra. the stainless pinnacle mantra. So that if there's one of that mantra inside stupa, anybody who do one prostration to that stupa, one circumambulation, one offering, one time offering, you see what negative karma it purifies by one prostration, by one offering, one circumambulation. It purifies the very heavy negative karma, killed this life, father, mother, killed arhat, even caused blood to Buddha, and caused disunity among the sanghas. These 5 is translated 5 heinous action, but by putting number of 5, then you know what he's talking about. But the heinous, it just means very heavy in the karma. So if that's the only, the meaning is not clear, the translation is not clear. So in Tibetan it's called tsamenga. Tsamenga. the 5 need karma without break. Without break. So without break or without interruption. So meaning is that one of these karmas is committed, created, then without the interruption of another life after this, immediately you get reincarnated in the lowest hell, the inexhaustible hot hell realm. you get born there, and it's been suffering for one intermittent eon, or the longest time, you see, among all those lower realm beings. So other nirkamas with their lighter, so there's still other nirkamas lighter, so at the death time, maybe virtue, some good karma more powerful, then virtue tolerizes, and then you have a higher birth, or you see lower realm, but not the result of another need karma. so there's a break. See, but this need karma that I mentioned, so powerful, there's no break, another life. Immediately you experience result of that, which is the reincarnating in the lowest hot hell, the inexhaustible hot hell realm. so therefore the name for that nirkama, just a hint, is not enough. That's not exact translation. Because why? Because there's a even heavier nirkama, the nirkama connected with the relationship with the guru, that's much heavier than the killed arhat, or killed disliked parents, or harmed Buddha. So there's a higher, even higher need, even heavier need karma. So therefore, hinis is not exact translation. So five need karma without break, or five unentered need karma. So anyway, the sinless pinnacle deity, sinless pinnacle deity's mantra, if there's one inside stupa, anybody who do one circumcision, one procession, one offering, and then that purify all this, the panit karma without break. You see that one? So it's unbelievable. then there's one mantra, stainless beam deity's mantra. So if there's this mantra, one inside, then you see, and somebody offered bell to the stupa. If this bell, offered the stupa, bell connected to the stupa, around the banner on the top, you see, or the strings connected to the banner, then on the string there's a bell, you see, hang bell. So however, bell connected to the stupa containing, you see, ornaments of enlightenment. Stainless beam deity's mantra. So animals, people in the area, whoever hears the sound of the bell, five nirkama without break, you see, get purified by hearing the sound of the bell that is offered to stupa, connected to stupa. Birds, animals in the area, whoever hears the bell sound, they get purified. So this is these last two mantras are there. The other one is ornaments of enlightenment. That one, if you put one mantra inside stupa, large stupa or small sattva stupa, you get benefit having built 100,000 stupa. By having built one stupa, it directs your life towards enlightenment. See, unbelievable marriage, you collect an unbelievable purified by building one stupa. So if you put this one mantra inside, you collect marriage having built 100,000 stupa. So however, there are many of these Sadhis Chupa. So, by going around this city, or process, or make offering, however, so we get all this incredible, unbelievable liberation, you know, the benefit to quickly to be liberated from samsara and actual path, achieve enlightenment. Didn't be able to enlighten us in the beginning. So, so when we second blood, normal the meditation, so you can think the, all those holy objects, you see, the one stupa or many stupa, however, or statue, think that this is a think that this is all the guru. Oh, if one has guru, then that old guru. However, that all the ten direction Buddha, all the ten direction Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, that this is all the ten direction statues, stupas, scriptures, everything. In any universe, whatever holy object exists is in any universe. This is everything. So then, then you second bullet say. So when you say, so the object, you know, how to maintain that. that meditation same when you prostration, when you do prostration. if you meditate, if you think that way, well, there's one statue, one tanga, one Buddha picture, one stupa. Even just only one, but you think that this all the Guru Buddhama, all the Guru, all the Tendrash Buddhama, all the Tendrash statues, everything you see. Then you, if you second letter or you do prostration, your offering, then you collected numberless cause of enlightenment, numberless cause of liberation from samsara, numberless cause of happiness in your life, and then no question about cause of success in your life. This comes by the way. So because you think numberless Buddha, you see, then the number Dharma, number Sangha, so you see like this, so numberless cause, you see, so many cause of happiness you collected, then numberless statues, stupa, scriptures, so so again numberless cause of enlightenment, liberation, personal happiness, all that three times, like that numberless cause of all those happiness three times you collect. Then especially you think guru, so that's the highest, most powerful object, so therefore you collect the most highest entrance merits. So there's when you circumambit, when you do prostration, when you make offering, visualizing that, so that how to collect the merit that you collect, so this way become, I say, most extensive, numberless, the most extensive, say, with this visualized meditation, so that. So, so therefore, now we should understand this. We should understand that. So if there's 1,000 statue, tata, or picture, of the Buddha. You see, so if there's 1,000, you know, holy object, whether it's picture, whether it's tsatsa, you know, statue, statue, stupa, whatever, if there's 1,000 holy object there, then when you take the insects, animals around, for example, in one plastic bag, there can be thousands, maybe many hundred thousands of crickets, you see, or they contain many hundreds of worms, you see. So when you take them around, when you take around, so every one of them, say, so if there's only one, you see, when you take it around, so you're giving there's 1,000 holy objects there, you see, so set up, you see, so you're giving them 1,000 calls of you're helping that sentient being, worm or insect, whatever, to collect 1,000 calls of enlightenment. That means 1,000 calls of liberation from samsara, by the way, 1,000 calls of happiness, future, guru, but all this. You see, you are making them to create a cause. So that means you're giving them, you know, so that so therefore when you circumambulate, you see, it's very good to have as many as possible statues, stupa, whatever, holy objects, even big piles of Buddhas, you know, big piles of photos. So even like that, you see, huge piles on the table to certain people. So if there's you know, 1,000 crickets or worms, something kind of container, so when you take them one time round, so your thousands of crickets, you're giving them enlightenment, you know, thousands of them, you're giving enlightenment, you're giving liberation, you're giving the best gift, you know, higher rebirth, and the way you can meet Dharma, you can understand Dharma, you see, and liberation, enlightenment, you're giving the thousands of sentient beings, you see, by one time we take around, you're giving them all that happiness after enlightenment. So therefore, to have as many as possible is very important. So they in the stupas, so to fill up many tzatzas, many holy objects inside. So then when anybody who is circumambulator or make approach to my offering, you see, so unbelievable merit to one quiet. So therefore in the house, so if you have so normally anyway, doesn't matter. So some place, sitting room or whatever, drawers, however, they set up holy objects, as even big piles of, you know, cards or pictures or whatever, if you don't have a tzatza or others, if you don't have can't get statues. But however, so as many as possible, so nicely set up, so gives an opportunity to circumambulate. as yourself or people in the house, when they come inside or when they go out, so they give an opportunity to circumambulate. Even the room, so when you go and come, you know, it's just on the way, makes to say to circumambulate. So so when you come this way, when you go out, they go this way, it becomes circumambulation. So the motivation is to say, what is the motivation to achieve enlightenment for ascending beings? So as I mentioned before, however, other thing, the motivation, the gradual path of the Lord, will be middle capable and high capable, to make it more stronger. However, the numberless helpings, hungers, animal, human, and surah, from whom I receive, from each of those, from whom I receive my numberless past life happiness, present life, all the future life happiness, liberation, enlightenment, everything. And then, I must free them from all the suffering caused, bring to enlightenment by myself alone, therefore I must teach them what. Therefore, I'm going to therefore, I need to purify departments. You see, I need extra path, I need to purify departments. Then, therefore, I'm going to circumambulate, say, so think that, for the happiness of all the livings. So then, so, so there's a mantra. There's a mantra. If you chant this mantra when you begin to circumambulate, jumne de jisha bata jumme yang da bosu ge singe rinchen gyanze jang cha so bo so 7 times. Then namara da ma kan namana om namo bhagavate rana ki dura ja ta da ga da ya arahate singe sam bo da ya ta to om ranara na ma om ranara na ma so So 7 times. when you begin to assemble the chant that, then I say, then there's another mantra. Lama Tomba Chunu Tisha Vata Juma Yanta Vata Panja Vata Shaka Tu Vata Cha Sa Lu. Then Om Nama Dijite Gala Sabaranta Mama Pata Shiva Vata Shiva Vata Shiva Vata Soha. So you decide that you can decide that 3 times or 7 times, whatever. this has 6 or 7 benefits. Having prostrate to every single holy object that exists in that 10 direction, and having made offering. so there are, I don't know, 5, 6 something. It has many benefits. So the so the like this. The previous one is the previous mantra name, Buddha's name. Each second relation becomes millions. It increases the millions. I think 10 million or something. it increases. So those who are second. Those who like Katamba Geshe, those who every day practice circumambulation, who do many circumambulation, you see, that's different, but us who do not have much opportunity, no opportunity to circumambulate, or say, well, little time to do that practice. So, if you do this multiplying mantra, then it becomes 10 million times the circumambulation. So, so the merits, so that means, you see, how much merits you collect by circumambulating. So, how much merit you collect? That much, you see, by one time, you see, that increases that many times. So, so the so if you are doing circumambulation quite a number of times, if one has time to that. Then, so first motivation is, I'm going to circumambulate for all sentient beings, especially for the hell beings. So when you finish circumambulation, then all the merits you collected, and all the result of happiness up to enlightenment, you give away to all sentient beings, but especially for the hell beings. I think they all. Think everyone become enlightened, all the helping become enlightened, you know, actual path. And then you are circumambulate all sentient beings, for all sentient beings, especially a hungry ghost. when you finish that circumambulation, you give all your merit up to enlightenment, everything, result of happiness, you see. Result of those merits, happiness, up to enlightenment. Give everything to all sentient beings, and especially hungry ghosts. And they won't become enlightened. Then after that, you circumambulate for all sentient beings, for the animals. When you finish that, everyone become enlightened. You know, you give everything, all the merits, all the happiness, up to enlightenment. Everyone become enlightened. All the animals become enlightened. So like that you do. You see, human being, sura, asura, in the mercy beings. So when you finish that, then you do circumambulation. So, you do circumambulation for the guru's long life. Then all the merits, everything you dedicate for long life, and the success of the holy actions, benefiting from sentient beings. Then you circumambulate, then dedicate all the merits for the teachings of Buddha in this world to be flourished. For that. Then you do circumambulation, all the merits you give away, offer to all the sanghas who preserve Dharma, spread Dharma in this world for sentient beings, for their success, see, attaining path and preserving Dharma, spreading Dharma. Then another circumambulation, you give all the merits for all the benefactors who benefit the Sangha, teaching the Buddha to spread, you see, the holy beings to spread Dharma. So benefit who help, you see. So give them all the merits for them to benefit success of their wishes. So so one can elaborate like that. So however, if one doesn't have time to do it like that, you know, then you know, one circumambulation, whatever, 2 days, whatever, so you can, you know, for everyone, you see, all together, so I can do that. Then say, then at the end, dedication, that. So the first thing, then did all the past, present, future merits collected by me, 3 times merits collected by others. Made the bodhicitta source of all the happiness, success, and so forth, and made the exercise within my heart and the heart of all sentient beings. In the heart of all sentient beings. Then in his heart bodhicitta generated, made it increased. Then if you can do, then next dedication of the bodhicitta, then the 3 times made this club, may the bodhicitta be generated in the hearts of all the leaders of the world. If they have bodhicitta, if one leader has bodhicitta, then all the millions of people in the country brought in the correct path to peace and happiness. Bring so much peace and happiness in the country. You see, so and virtue, you see, bring so many people in virtue. So that and the path to happiness. So the so peaceful prayer, then did all the 3 times made this correct brothers, may the bodhicitta be actualized in the hearts of all those people who have harmful thoughts to harm others. Then there's an urgency of that, you see. to generate bodhicitta in the place of harmful thoughts, you see. So without delay, a second. So this way, you see. So the world, so then that way the world to be filled up with perfect peace and happiness. Everybody live their life only benefiting each other, no harm. So that then 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 dedicate the source of peace and happiness of all sentient beings from where it comes, and the existence, the teaching of the Buddha, exists the teaching of the Buddha. You see that we show the whole path to liberation, enlightenment without mistake, in a cause of happiness, the teaching of Buddha. So important to exist in this world. So that depends on the existence of the holy being. If there is no holy being, the teaching of Buddha cannot exist. Then sentient beings cannot achieve happiness. So therefore, the root of the teaching to last or to exist in this world is His Honor Dalai Lama. Source of happiness of all sentient beings, originator is His Honor Dalai Lama. So His Honor to have a stable life, dedicated merit, and all the holy wishes to succeed immediately. Then one can dedicate him once merit, do all three time merits, may I be like Lama Tsongkhapa. In all the lifetimes, the rich does able to offer extensive benefit to the sentient beings and teaching Buddha, able to offer skies of benefit to a sentient being and teaching Buddha, like Lama Tsongkhapa. There's a special reason why did get to be like Lama Tsongkhapa in all the future life, in all the lifetimes. There's a special reason for to be like that. Then after that, then as a three-time Buddha's dedicate their merit, I dedicate all my merit to be able to follow holy extended Buddha Samantabhata Mantugosi. As he realizes, I dedicate all the merits, same way three-time Buddha's dedicate the merit. So that so this last dedication, this is the abbreviation of the King of Prayer. The King of the Prayer contains Bodhisattva's extensive prayer 10 times numberless 100 10 times numberless 100,000 Bodhisattva's prayer. That's what's contained in the King of the Prayer. So this last prayer that I mentioned, this is abbreviation, this contains the all the extensive prayer, the Bodhisattva prayer, the King of Prayer, you see. So as the last one, the three Buddha's dedicated merit, I dedicate all my merit the same way. So this way, even you don't know, if somebody who doesn't know how to dedicate merits, and then by reciting this, then it becomes the best dedication. You know, whatever three times Buddha dedicated merit, I'll dedicate all my merits that way. So so that contains this year all the extensive prayers, you know, the best prayers. So before this, one of us, my favorite dedication, that is a three time past, present, future merits collected by my brothers, that which is a if you have no idea what is emptiness, then say which exists but is empty from its own side. But if you have idea of emptiness, it's okay, then empty, which is empty, that's enough. But if you don't have a clear idea what emptiness is, then which exists but is empty from its side. Matter I who exist but who is empty from inside. Achieve achieve, then if you have particular deity to practice, then this deity is enlightenment. If not, then Purushottama Buddha's enlightenment, or compassion Buddha's enlightenment, or Tara's enlightenment, whatever. so if you particular deity, then you can mention that. However, then Purushottama Buddha's enlightenment, which exists, but which is empty from the society, which exists, but which do not exist, doesn't exist from its own side, which is empty. and lead all the sentient beings who exist but who do not exist from their own side, who are totally empty, to that Guru Shatyamana Buddha's enlightenment, which exists but which doesn't exist from its own side, that which is totally empty. By myself, who exists but who is totally empty, who do not exist from the side, who is totally empty. So dedicated merit to achieving enlightenment for a sentient being but by sealing with emptiness. So this way, dedicated merit this way, dedicated merit this way, then the merits become inexhaustible, you know, until you achieve enlightenment, it never finishes. Even anger, heresy, ill will, pride, those arises, but merit, merit cannot be become, merit cannot be, as a heresy, especially heresy, anger arises, merit cannot be destroyed. cannot be destroyed. by sealing with the emptiness, what I'm saying, without the merit having dedicated to achieving enlightenment, the merit becomes the merit becomes inexhaustible. but by sealing with the emptiness, then even the heresy anger rises, the merit cannot be destroyed. Doesn't become less. Otherwise, it is inexhaustible, but by rising heresy anger, it becomes less, weaker. but by sealing with the emptiness, then it doesn't become weaker. can destroy, you know, cannot make it weaker. so this is the very basic dedication that I suggest. not only after the circumcision, but any practice. Then after that, you know, you can dedicate the Lama Tsongkhapa teaching to be spread. Tsongkhapa teaching Buddha, put the Lama Tsongkhapa teaching to be spread with one's heart, one's family, in this world to be spread and to flourish forever. So can do that. Whatever the other extra dedication, can do that. So maybe go around and maybe come here, bless the string too, and then also a chant mantra and give blessing stupa on the head, you see. one stupa, one relic that gave Buddha's relic, that, and then one stupa put on their head. So the just by touching it purify the karma, you know, that with those mantras. so there are extensive benefits about circumambulation, but I'm not going to mention this time, so that's enough. So maybe chant mantra and then put the blessing into the to the animals, and then the our precious you know, sending the animals, and then the stupa on the head, okay? Can hear, but also others go around, you see. So go a few times, go around and Then you can leave. You can leave. Thank you. Namaranataya Nama Bhagavata Chidamanyutakati Arahata Singhasambhutayato Madhidhanyata Abaranjitantarara Mede Vanukati Karakara Mahasamaya Siddhe Parapara Mahambhutaya Merabhisa Mara Mara Emangasamaya Bhuti Bhuti Mahambhutaya Swamaya So there's also food for the our dear cats and dogs. And so please take care from here, okay? So when the that I'm holding here is the relic given by Sunas Dalama for the Maitreya statue. So this is what is here, and this stupa, this is from Burma, the head relic of Buddha. Inside there's those precious mantras. Okay, so think Buddha on your head, and let it flow down. Completely purify all the departments and receive all the Buddha's qualities, omniscience and perfect power and compassion within you, okay? So that's what you meant it. Om bhagavata garbhaya mani bhavata rajana mani mani so parpa bimala sagara kim bare hon so bodha bolak nu ga 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 be so ta ta bhagata bhagata ma bhagata 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 ta ta bhagata bhagata ma You can tie here or other way. No matter. You can tie on this. Okay. To tie ram. Okay. For the one for the dog. Bye bye.
She's busy. She's sick. She's not busy.
No, I don't think she's on work.
Be careful.
Does it bite? For the animal, okay? Can't put it around neck. To sprinkle on the over the cat. The water sprinkle on that body. It's not. the for him round the neck.
And for you.
Letter. In the letter. Okay. Namaranda Bada Shimana Atakadiara the singer Sambada Manja than the Dabaran Zahara made Avaloga de Karagara Mahasamaji de Barabara Mamba de Mereva Zamarama, Emma Zambuda with the Mamba de Soma, my mamma. Omanamara so Namarada Namabada Shimana de Ara the singer Tado Manja de Dabaran Zahara made the Alu de Karagara Mahasamaji de Barabara Mamba de Mereva Maramara Emma Samabuda with the Mamba de Soma, my mamma. So this the bottle of water you get that has chanted and also other powerful mantras recited and blown on that. So when you give water to the when you give water to the animals, so you can if you give from that, or you can mix it with other water and then give to mix more, so that this mantra has unbelievable power, benefit explained by Buddha. So to purify the nirkama, it's a blessed them. It purifies the nirkama, so it liberates them from the Lord and to get a higher birth. So that also the water can be given to those people, if you have some people who are dying by cancer, or it doesn't matter, cancer, whatever it is, somebody who are, you know, somebody who is very sick, or, you know, who are dying, so you can give this water to purify the nirkama. So it's good, so you can use the water and that way. Also can put in the pond, in the ocean, you know, so to purify all the living beings in the living the water. So can do also that way. Drink to purify, and can give the animals, can use for, you know, can give them for their drink, and also for people who are sick, very sick or dying, can give them also. So thank you very much. Yeah. No, Namaranda, Namabo, the Shimanda, the Santa, the Mandan, the Dabar, Harala made the all with the Karaka, the Master Machine, the Barabara, the Mamma, the Minerva, the Mamma, 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 the But I belong to the Gabby Soha. One put around neck, okay? You can tell to put around neck. So put a knot, you know?
Okay.
Put a knot, okay? Keep it on neck, okay? There are two strings put around their neck, okay? Tighter.
It's okay.
Oh, I see. Can you spill the water from there?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, yeah. You can.
Oh, I see.
Thank you. It's for the to try on neck round to put on the neck later. Oh yeah, for the cat. One put on the neck.
Oh.
Put a round neck, okay? Tight round neck letter, okay? Namarana daya namabaga odashi jamane dhade arahade singa sambhutaya daya dhamma jadani dhavaran dharada me Namarana daya namabaga odashi jamane dhade arahade singa sambhutaya daya dhamma jadani dhavaran dharada me You can throw the water out through the window. Through the window. No, that's the. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Let's see. Here.
I'm be well, I got a man,
Put it on neck, yeah? The string, put it on the neck, count, okay? Neck. Ambibala garabha, oh, this leg, this leg. The limb thing around the way. Oh, limb hale. Limb nyinki,
okay.
Ah.
Limb nyinki, jing narang sevi to. Tangi dongpo de, mila kumkul de, nala manu mayon tanga de narang sevi.
Mani re? Re. Ah, re, mani re. Ah, re.
Numakati, danyan pa nyinba chan.
Namo Ranadaya, Namo Bhagavate Sajamuneya, Atagadaya arahate samanya samambodaya Tayata oman zedeya avaran zedeya Adetendaya araharame edere Avalokede karakarama samaya Siddhim parampara Mahambodemena bezamara mara emakama samaya Bode bode mahambode so Omomo ima 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 so Omomo nema nema ra so Omam bibala garabe mani barabe tadagatani aradishani mani mani suvabarabe bimale Sakara gimbire huon zola zola bida bilogin guyadirin engabe so Om bibala garabe mani barabe tadagatani aradishani mani mani suvabarabe bimale Sakara gimbire huon zola zola bida bilogin guyadirin engabe so Omam bibala garabe mani barabe dagadani ardeshne mani mani sibabe bimale sahara gembede hun zola zola bida bila gunam gayadir nengabe soha Na dayada omam bekazen bekazen ma bekazen bekazen dasana da sova dayada omam bekazen bekazen ma bekazen bekazen dasana da sova Tayata oman begade begade maan begade begade dasa mangade so
Thank you.
Thank you very much. this is a so the Tibetan there his name is Bemba Tsering. So he learned this from his dream. This is a fruit according to Milarepa's great yogi, Milarepa, who one of the Tibetan yogi who became enlightened in a brief lifetime of degenerated time. So this is his hymn, song, hymn, dharma hymn. So the he had a dream and he learned from that. so very good. So Tujiche, so everybody knows Tujiche, right? Okay. And all the cats and dogs, Tujiche, all the precious dear sentient being, who gives us enlightenment, or all the happiness, enlightenment, all the precious, all the dogs, cats, and birds, and geckos, and everybody. Thank you very much for giving us opportunity. They're giving us opportunity. Well, it meant helping them, but actually they're giving us opportunity. Because of them, then we came here to go around the relics or all these most precious holy objects. So we purified so much nidkama and collected so much merits and created so many causes of enlightenment and liberation for some that happened, especially a good rebirth next life. So much preparation of enlightenment is done, and which is same meaning preparation for death, you know. So this is their kindness. This is their kindness to us, okay? Right? Yeah. Thank you very much. And so we dedicate our merits. So there are many, so many benefits of circumambulation, you know, that Buddha explained. And so that, so maybe another time, we can do that. So then you know the circumambulation, it's something very, very important to practice for attainment, for transforming the mind, for attainment, purifying the karma, all that is teaching enlightenment to enlighten those in the being. And by the way, also take care, it causes health, you know, healing the sicknesses, by the way, you see. So we dedicate merits, okay? So, so good, there was supposed to be rain or wind coming towards this side, but I think maybe we are protected. I think the wind or whatever it's, wind or that didn't come. Maybe the wind is afraid of the relics. So all the past, present, future merits collected by me, three-time merits collected by all other living beings. So you think of that. May the bodhicitta, source of all the happiness, success for oneself, for all sentient being, may it be generated with my heart, in the heart of also family members, and in the hearts of all the sentient beings, okay, without delay in a second. Chanjo Semenjo Rinpoche Mate Abanamai Jejoche Deva Nyambaya Mebaya Kone Kondoya Bewa. Second, may the bodhicitta be generated in the hearts of all the leaders of the world. So in this way, in each country there are many millions of people, so they all are brought into path to happiness and some peace, happiness brings in the country. So if the leader has a bodhicitta, so this is an extremely important prayer. Chanjo senjo rinpo che ma je pa na je jo ro je je pa nya pa ya me pa ye go ne go do ye pe awa jo. Then third, very important, very urgency, emergency, that did all the three time areas of Lord Bhagavan, three time areas of Lord Bhagavan, may the bodhicitta be generated in the hearts of all the, in the hearts of all the people who have harmful thoughts to harm others around the world. The bodhicitta to be generated in all their hearts without delay in a second. And may this world be filled with perfect peace and happiness. May everybody live their life only benefiting each other. No harm, do with the bodhicitta, only do actions which only can cause enlightenment. Chanjo yasme jo yarimboje ma je ba na ma je jo roje je ba nya ba me ba ye ho ne ya go do ya be wa jo. May the duty of the past, present and future, may the collected by me, three times, may the collected by others. May the only object of refuge as all sentient beings, and the source of all the happiness as all sentient beings, and the root of the teachings to abide in this world, the teaching of the Buddha about this world, is Guru, His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, to have stable life, okay? Until some science. This is possible obstacle year, so no obstacles for the Hisanus life, and this was all the Hisanus holy wishes to succeed immediately. Hare Rave Gurave Shinga Mayende Pantanga Yende Vaya Malu Yajunve Ne Chere Yase Vaya Tenze Yajazo Yishave Siete aya parato tenjoroje. Next one is the Hisanus of all the, we dedicate all the merits and that to fulfill all the Hisanus of holy wishes immediately. So this prayer that the path that is a that which the unified of the clear light, the emptiness and the compassion. one who say extremely clarifies this path, the savior of this as teaching the Buddha and so there's and the snow land. The lotus in the hand, the Tenzin Gyatso, to you I request. May your holy wishes be simultaneously be fulfilled. Present future marriage collected by material marriage collected by others. May all the father, mother, sentient beings have happiness. May the dear Lord be empty forever. May all the Buddha's service prayers be succeeded immediately. May all the Buddha's, may I be able to cause all this to happen by myself alone. Pama simja damja de dung denju jing and ro damja da do dung wada. Changjo samba gana sujo ba de da gun ye ma la du jo. I dedicate all the merits, yes, I did all the past, present, future merits, collected material, and merits, collected by others. May I able to offer limited scarce benefit to sentient being and teaching of the Buddha like Lama Tsongkhapa by having the same quality within me as Lama Tsongkhapa has from now on in all the lifetimes. Did all the past, present, future merits collected by me, three time merits collected by others. There was exist, but it was empty from its own side. May the I who exists, but who is empty from its own side. Achieve compassion Buddha's enlightenment, generous enlightenment which exists but which is empty from its own side. Lead all the sentient beings who exist but who do not exist from their own side, who are totally empty, to that compassion Buddha's enlightenment which exists but which doesn't exist from which do not exist from its own side, who is totally empty. By myself, alone who exists but who do not exist from the side, who is totally empty. I dedicate all the merits to be able to follow holy activities of Buddhist Vasamata Bhadana Medjugorje as they realize. I dedicate all the merits, same way Thirayam Buddhists dedicate their merits. General teaching of the Buddha, particularly Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, may it be spread in all the directions, and may it be flourish forever in this world by completely actualizing one's heart, in the heart of one's family members, in the hearts of all the students, and in the hearts of all the supporters, in the hearts of all those so many people in the different parts of the world who sacrifice their life to the organization. Doing service to sentient being and teaching Buddha in all the hearts, and as well as in all the hearts, everybody, everyone who, all the students and everyone's supporters and all the members, everybody who are doing helping Kurukuli Center and through this center, they're benefiting for sentient beings and teaching Buddha, so in everyone's heart. To be actualized, the Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, complete actualized. in this very lifetime. Chodhye jabo zangabe chudwa namparape wada keje semashi wada dunje malue samwasu Hala singe dudanda debe soni la tene jawa rosan taba ye tenpa yurin banjuro Divi chanta the Buddha Sabha's name which multiplies the merits we collected today, then the millions of times. Jum jen de de jin xia ba da jin ba yang da ba su bie sheng yan nang ba nang zhe wo jie jia ba la cha cha lo. So you can imitate what I was reciting. So and then your merits get multiplied 10 million times. Jumdende Oman duru duru zayam ge so, Oman benzen deva ava bodene so, Oman duru duru zayam ge so, Oman benzen deva ava bodene so, Oman duru duru zayam ge so, Oman benzen deva ava bodene so, Oman duru duru zayam ge so, Oma benze deva ava bodene so ava Oman durun durun zahmege so Oma benze deva ava bodene so ava Oman durun durun zahmege so Oma benze deva ava bodene so ava Oman durun durun zahmege so Oma benze deva ava bodene so ava Oman durun durun zahmege so Oma benze deva ava bodene so Whatever prayer we do, then to be actualized. What makes you actualize? By reciting Buddha, medicine Buddha's holy name, the another Buddha, Buddha who brings all the success immediately. Jum Dian Da Da Jian Xia Ba So Can Imitate What I'm reciting, so this way then your prayers get fulfilled. Due to the unbearable dependent arising and due to my special attitude, may all my pure prayers be succeed immediately.
Mejo seje jave chela tang ten ten lua mebe temba tang tage lhasama tabe tutu namda ambe nevun dojo inju.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you.